Hello.
Hi, this is Fallon. I just had a missed call from this number.
Hi, Fallon. This is Rachel calling from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. I just wanted to know, did you get an email from me?
Oh, let me check really quick. Sorry. Let me log in. Not from you. I have from Ryan.
I have actually shared an email with you, and the subject is "Welcome on board, Rachel Brown."
No, I do not have that one so far, but I do
Can
have my previous one from Ryan Chase.
you? Can you check your spam folder?
Yes. All right, yes, I got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. So let me just introduce myself to you. I am going to be the account manager for your project. I am going to be bridge between the team and you. Whatever concerns you have regarding your project, I will share it with the team. And if team wants an additional information from your side, I'll do that for you. So
Okay.
before we talk about anything, I would really like to know about your book. What exactly is the book about?
Yes, give me just 1 second and I will be happy to answer all those
Okay,
questions. Just one
perfect.
moment. Sorry about that. I just had to step aside. Actually, this book is a, it was written as a memoir basically of psychological abuse. It is called 13 Years with Cirrhosis. Basically, it's about a woman who lives with an undiagnosed psychopath.
Oh, that is amazing. So, it's basically a memoir.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. So, what was your inspiration when you were writing this book?
Honestly, my husband, current husband, was asking me why I basically subjected myself to a lot of that and didn't step away. And it was kind of a sit down and just start, writing it out and giving an explanation and analyzing like why didn't I walk away, so it was really honestly my husband, my
Who
current
encouraged you?
husband, and my children were the inspiration. Yes.
Oh, that is amazing, the fact that your husband encouraged you and your children encouraged you to write something like that. I'm just quite impressed, and I'm happy that you have a support like that.
Thank you.
If you saw my email, I've attached two forms. One is the editing form, and the other is a book cover form. I would like you to fill it out whenever it is convenient for you, and along with that, I would like you to share your manuscript with me so that the team can start working on it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, so if you have any questions regarding the form or anything, you can let me know over the email, and I'm also going to text you with my own number so that you know. If you have any questions or
Okay.
concerns, you can text me or call me.
That's awesome. So it's not going to be this phone number, it's going to be another phone number.
Yes. I will
Okay.
text you in a while with my own personal number, and you'll have that. All right?
All right, that sounds wonderful.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to talk about? Anything about how things are going to be like, or anything
Well,
about the
actually,
subject?
to be honest, because a lot of it is very personal, mostly because I don't want it to come back to my children as they're growing up or to any of my other family members, which there's always the possibility, of someone actually finding out who you are. But I did do it as a pen name because I don't want it to be, a lot of this to come back to my family.
Okay, so you.
I mean,
So
sorry.
the name that you've mentioned in your ma in your manuscript is a pen name. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That is absolutely fine because it's your book. Whatever name you want to give the characters or the people in your book, that is just upon you. Whatever you want to do, and I understand your concern. Why exactly you don't want to disclose everyone's name. Makes sense. It's completely fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're also currently going to court and everything, so, like, I really don't need anything. You know? I don't need anything coming out, you know?
I understand. I understand. It's completely fine. See, it's your book. Whatever, however you want things to be like, it's going to be like that. Don't worry about that. I'm actually, you know, it's nice that you're thinking about everyone around you. It's quite nice.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Well, I look forward to receiving a text or information with your phone number. I'll save it in my phone.
Okay.
I will be honest with you. I might sometimes take a little bit, no more than a day usually, to get back to you. But because I do work full-time and I have my two kids that are, like, crazy and consume most of my life and are very needy and love me, but, you know, I will always, like, get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, no problem at all. Whenever whenever I will share a draft with you or any update that, you know, the team has given me, I will make sure that, you know, I text you along with an email so that you also know that, you know, this happened or this is what the team is expecting. So that. And no worries at all. Whenever it is convenient, feasible for you, you can always reply to me. No worries about that. Thank you for letting me know, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about, Fallon? Anything?
No, you have actually given me peace of mind, and you've answered my questions. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Fallon. It was lovely talking to you. So I will be waiting for the filled form, along with that, your manuscript. And once we have that, I will share it with the team. And within the 5 to 7 business days, you will receive a draft from the team.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
You
thank
have
you.
A good day.
Bye.
And take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.